Fenton Felton, greedy developer, father of Dawn, ex-husband of Alice. Chapter 12. I hated you before I met you. I sit against the back wall of the Dirnot, the rough brick grazing my elbows. My seat is in the center of the wall, behind a tile table with two phones and a bulging briefcase underneath. It's Wednesday, my first morning here, and I'm going to make the best of this. I'm on the phone with Hick, and he keeps asking dumb questions. Since we're behind on our rent, Hick's suggestion that we abandon our office makes sense, but I'll be damned if I'm going to set up shop in the trailer like he's doing. I'm more at home here at the Dirnot. This is where I met Brenda. I wish I hadn't promised her I would never show up here while she was working, but she usually works nights, and anyway, I made the promise when my fortunes were not as dire. Why do we have a pass due for the pile driver, I ask. Didn't we pay in advance? We learned yesterday that Chief Tin needs another day to line up reinforcements for the next eviction raid, which gives us more time to get our ducks in a row. Besides, the city council candidate debate is tonight, and it will be contentious enough without more evictions. Too many people think I'm heartless and cruel, which is totally unfair, but I'm not stupid. The evictions are 100% legal, but even some reasonable, albeit misguided, people cheer for the underdogs, so we must tread carefully. Driving them out with a pile driver is a much better strategy than waiting until we evict them. I finish the last bite of my bagel with red onions and lick my lips. Uh-oh, here comes Alice, waltzing through the front door. Excuse me, Hick, I say into the phone. I have a visitor, but remember, we let the protesters do their street theater and play their horns as long as they want. We want the arrest to go as slowly as possible. I replace the receiver and slurp the last dreg of my espresso. If it's not Hurricane Alice, I say, the most wretched woman ever to grace the streets of this burg. Have I told you lately how much I despise you? She slides a chair from an adjoining table and stands behind it. She's wearing a flattering, knee-length black dress that looks expensive, with a big red leather purse over her shoulder, also expensive, paid for with my money. She doesn't look half bad for a middle-aged woman.
I miss you too, Fenton. I went to your office and it's closed.
Now she sits.
Also, you're behind in your alimony.
Cash flow problems, I say. A temporary hiccup. She leans back in her chair.
You know, I am so enjoying all the spacious space in my heavenly house up in the hills.
She says.
My house. I love the sound of those words.
What do you want? I bark. I'm busy.
Why do you think I want something?
She says.
I'm here to reminisce with you about all the fun times we had together. Oh, that's right. We never had any.
She's in fine form today, probably practiced in front of a mirror. Admit it, I say. You were glad I hooked up with that waitress, gave you an excuse to do what you always wanted to.
Oh, didn't I thank you for that? Oh, that's right. I took you to the cleaners. You know, I hate the way you breathe. It reminds me that you're not dead yet.
Oh, she wants to brawl, does she? My pulse races and my fingers twitch. I loathe you so much, I say. I would walk on my hands through wet horse manure before I would touch you again.
Multiply that by infinity,
she counters.
And that's how much I hate you. I hated you before I met you.
I hated you before you were born, I say.
I hated your grandmother,
she says. I draw a blank. Your grandmother wears army boots. She laughs at me.
That's your best shot?
She shakes her head and looks at me like I'm a pathetic child. Oh, I do hate her. I have never hated anyone more than I hate her. But I miss this. Not her, but the adrenaline of the fight. She's such a formidable opponent, and she sharpened her game. But then, she has nothing to do except torture me. I would never have strayed if she satisfied me at home. Since she threw me out, she's hidden behind her lawyer, her silences, and her long, angry, handwritten tirades. I'm almost giddy she's back in my face. Once upon a time, Alice was beautiful, and I wanted her. I did what I had to do to win her over, and we were happy for years. She stands again and grips the back of the chair as if she's going to lift it over her head and whack me. But then she goes into this high-pitched, squirrely voice.
I know you're headed for a disaster with your luxury marina, but in the remote possibility that you make a killing on your leases, well, I had an illuminating talk this morning with my lawyer, who says I can make a claim on your future earnings.
She pulls out a large envelope from her purse, unfolds it, and hands it to me.
You've been served.
And then she mimics my laugh. It's not a good imitation, but it's loud, and everyone in the bar turns to look at us. I speak quietly so she has to lean in to hear me. You don't understand. Every dime I make on the harbor is spoken for. I've got more debts than I can ever repay.
I so miss taunting you.
She is not quiet. Passersby on the street can hear her.
It gives my life meaning. Do you miss me?
I think it's time, I say, that I apologize for all the nasty, awful, and accurate things I've said about you. She winces, but then comes the hint of a smile.
We should stop before we say a lot of things we mean.
Then she turns serious.
I understand you have a new financial obligation.
What?
I also had an illuminating conversation with a waitress at Aquarius Harbor. A pregnant waitress.
So much for secrets. I want to wipe that smirk off her face. It's a good thing we're in public. If we weren't, I would have no reason to restrain myself. She tricked me, I say. Now she whispers.
You know, if you had some documentation of your financial woes, I could call off my lawyer.
Documentation? What is she getting at?
Like your bankruptcy papers.
You'd withdraw your suit?
Why waste my time?
Why would I give her a weapon she could use against me? I don't trust her for a second. But then, why would she waste her time if there's no money to be had? The last thing I need is one more lawyer squeezing me for money. I reach into my briefcase, pull out a manila folder.